Jesus, baby.
You got that right. Jesus, baby. We love you. We praise you, Jesus, the Son of God. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The great, beloved, born again, Jesus, the Son of God, the highest Son of God in the universe. We praise and thank you. So be it.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, the Son of God, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for this Christmas season when you were born in this September 27th. We thank you for that. We thank you that you came to earth as a baby child in human form. We worship a human God, Jesus, baby.
Jesus, yes, we do, baby doll. We adore you so much. We just cannot get enough of you, oh, glorious Son of God, Jesus Christ, full of mercy, full of compassion, full of light. Amen. Ding, dong, ding, dong, Jesus Christ.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, Divine Spirit, Jesus Spirit. We love you. We thank you for the omnipresent energy that's all around us, all through us, all through the universe. It penetrates every living thing. It penetrates every atom. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. Thank you for that ghost holy inside of each one of us, that holy divine fire.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be alive. It doesn't pray me to you. All glory be to you. Rapture and spirit of life. Lord Jesus' name, God Jesus Christ, glory to the Christ. Good day. Namaste, my loving brother.
God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby, and good day to the world. We are here live at Jesus Christ University, Son of God University, God Jesus Christ International, October 25 minus tax equal October 18. I'm getting ahead of myself, my brother. I'm excited today. On Earth, it is October 18. And some areas on Earth, it's the 17th, and some, it's the 19th, depending on the time zone. On Mars, it could be a different time zone. But the Martians live. My brother, is it true that Jesus Christ, the creator of the heavens and the earth, created even Mars?
Oh, yes. This God Jesus Christ created zillions of planets. This mighty being, God Jesus Christ, you know, God Jesus Christ, he the only son that is worshipped on the planet. There are other sons of God, but most people on those planets worship the Father. They may worship the Son. But this planet is different. It's different because he's the only begotten Son of God. He's the only one. He's the highest of all sons of God. Remember, there are galaxies, there are universes, and there are universes in universes. And so this Son of God, God Jesus, is known around the universes. This being is a dynamic being because God Jesus was put into that position by Jehovah.
Oh, okay.
Jehovah.
Who is that?
Jehovah is our Father.
Oh.
Jehovah is our Father.
Is that like Jehovah God Almighty?
That's Jehovah God Almighty.
I thought that was a Jehovah Witness invention.
No.
Oh. Jehovah. Thank you, my brother. Thank
no,
you,
that's Jehovah. That's a whole religion in itself.
Oh, okay.
Now, they're supposed to worship Jehovah.
Right.
But you can't worship Jehovah unless you worship God Jesus. And when you worship God Jesus, you automatically worship Jehovah. But Jehovah put God Jesus in this position because all these worlds were coming to a crash ending because they were into a celestial, and they were just falling left and right. And then he said, well, you know, he had Mu, he had Atlantis, all these. And then Jesus said, I have a plan, the fifth world.
Oh, okay.
So this Jesus pleaded to the Father. He said, I want these beings that come to this planet become gods and goddesses in the flesh. And it can happen. That's the only reason we're here. So he created this planet, not Lord Jehovah. God, Jesus is only the only planet in the universe that's like this. You see how hard it is, how this. The reason he made it that way, because it can take a lot of sin. And so he created this, and everyone that's born of a woman is God, Jesus' territory.
Oh.
Lord Jehovah, you have Laiva, Tivadome, and Laiva. That was an experiment that he was doing, and it came to a crash. I'm just being funny on that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It didn't, you know, it was just a lot of problems. So this is the fifth world. And it's, you heard the fifth element in honor of Jesus' son, the fifth element.
Right.
He's the one that's on this planet and taking care of this planet. See, Jesus, he has so much to do. He delegated his authority. But this is Jesus' planet. He loves this planet so much. He's a savior. He's the God of this planet. He's the creator. He's our father. A lot of people just keep praising the Father Jehovah. Jehovah, like I said before, has no jurisdiction on this planet.
How can that be, my brother? Now, wait a minute. He created the first world. And when you can you say that Jehovah? The Jehovah of armies don't have the jurisdiction, the God Almighty, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Buddha Christ.
Jesus Buddha Christ, the great Buddha, Jesus.
That's right.
Now, Jehovah gave all authority and all power to Jesus.
What did you do that for?
Because it was Jesus' plan of creating this planet. Lord Jehovah had nothing to do with it. Jesus is the one that went to the Father and pleaded to the Father that all you brothers and sisters, you lovely brothers and sisters, will be able to come to this planet and become gods and goddesses.
Why?
And it took years and eons to convince the Father. Then the Father said, okay, go ahead. All authorities, and you have all authority of that. That's your planet. You conduct it. So every knee is bound to who? I don't think the scripture says Lord Jehovah. I'm pretty sure it says Jesus Christ.
It does.
So yeah. Jesus Christ is the commander in chief of this planet.
Glory to Obama. Hallelujah. Praise to Barack Hussein Obama. Glory be to thee. Now, kid, don't get it twisted.
He's just playing with you.
Right. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted now, my brothers and sisters.
Right.
But this Jesus is the only one in the universes that's over a planet that you worship. The only one. This being is something special. Every other planet and through the universes look to this being. He's known. There's other fathers and sons at other planets. We don't want to get into that. But
right.
This being is something. And see, this planet is going to be the headquarters. You know why? It's so dense, but then it can light up once that Christ energy illuminates. It's going to be the brightest of the brightest. And this is going to be his kingdom here. This is a special day to be here because this is the consummation and fire of the Holy Ghost, Jesus' energy. Remember, Jesus' energy, Jesus the Son of God.
Yes.
They work in hand. And Jesus, the eternal energy, is more merciful because of Jesus.
The divine being.
Divine being,
wow.
The Son of God. Now, they work hand in hand. My, this divine energy, which is in everybody, which a lot of their Christian churches is really missing. They barely say Jesus is the Son of God. But this divine energy, this divine intelligence is very important because it's within you, all around you, all through you. It talks to you. It guides you. It protects you. It's your life force of the universe. Jesus is pumping your blood. It's in Jesus, baby. Jesus,
right.
Baby.
That's right.
It's in you. It's through you. And that's what we're teaching you about that. That's why Jesus, the Son of God, had us come back on the air. Because this earth has been way straying way into the monkey god, this god, that god. And then even the Christians, it's like Lord. I don't know what Lord. It could be Lord Beelzebub. It could be Lord anything. You don't know who it is because there's no name. Just like if I call my brother, hey, man, hey, man, he don't know what the hell I'm talking to. What do you think, Jesus? You think he knows? People say, oh, he knows. Yeah, he knows. You say no name, no power, no authority.
Right.
The name is very important. The name is very powerful. When you say that name, it just enlightens you. It enthrones you. It just wakes you up. People in churches, when they start hearing Jesus, they have to stand. You know why? The authority, the power, the enlightenment, the energy, the intelligence, the angels, the gods, everything responds to this name. That name is a dynamite name. So, going back to the point, this guy, Jesus, the individual, you are privileged to have him as your father on this earth. Remember, we are going to be distinguished as earth people. You know why? Because of our hands as landmarks, our fingerprints. And we have dense bodies. Our bodies are not celestial. Our bodies are flesh. And so we have to transform them through the Christ energy. That is our Savior. That's why Jesus said, I got to get the hell out of here, for you can depend on the Christ within you, which is your hope and glory. You don't depend on me. I did my thing. Yes, I'm worthy of worship, but depend on that which is closer than hands and feet, the divine comforter, the Holy Spirit of promise that's within you. And once you do that, you're on your way, my brothers and sisters. But it's a privilege to have Jesus as your father on this planet. He's your father, not Jehovah. Jehovah is your grandfather. Lord Jesus is the one that created you. He created your body, your temple. He's the one that put Jesus' eternal energy, the Holy Spirit, that divine sire within you. Jehovah just sat back and watched his glorious son. He's always bragging on his son. That's my son. Now, he's in the higher bracket, but Jehovah is still in a higher bracket than Jesus. But Jesus is the Lord and chief of this planet, and everyone should be worshiping him. He's worthy of worship. Remember, he's your Savior. He's the one that stopped the plan. He's the one that died, not Jehovah, not Buddha, not Krishna, not Zoroaster, not all these other beings.
What about Harry Wappler, the meteorologist? The late, great Harry Wappler.
Now, he's talking about Harry Wappler is the meteorologist that was in Seattle, Washington.
Right, USA.
And that USA, for people who don't know, my brother's saying, he's a meteorologist. So he's saying Harry Wappler. He's known in the great Pacific Northwest. That's the state of Washington in the great USA, the great republic. So that's why he's saying Harry Wapner, just to clarify who
Harry Wapner is.
Right. And is he still alive?
No, he's now the late, great Harry Wapner.
Yeah.
Wonderful sweetheart.
Yeah.
I know him personally.
Right. That's because I knew you knew him personally. But this guy, Jesus, is dynamic, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
He is the Son of God, and he's known throughout the universes, and you are blessed to be on this planet that can overcome within a 60 and 90 year period.
Right.
It takes other planets eons to overcome what you can do fast, because it's so, let's say, wicked here, you can progress faster. So you should get in the groove, my brothers and sisters. You should get into that stillness of the omnipresent energy. You should feel the omnipresent energy. You should know about the omnipresent energy. And if you don't, you should ask the omnipresent energy, because it's intelligence within you. It talks to you. It guides you. It helps you. It is your holy helper. It is your divine comforter. That means it keeps you comfortable in every way of the word. And that's why you need it. I don't care if you're a football player, you're a basketball player, you're a musician, you're a painter, you're an artist, you're a craftsman, you're a construction worker, you're a doctor, the President of the United States, we know he praises Jesus. It doesn't matter in the eternal energy. It doesn't matter. Even Boehner, he is into the omnipresent energy.
Yes.
You know, Everybody needs this energy. This energy is for all. That's why we're on this planet. We're not on this planet just to be a doctor,
a lawyer,
or my brother, a smoker blunt, or whatever. We're on this planet to overcome.
Yes.
That is everyone's destiny. Not just a few, everyone. I don't care what you've done. You go to the Lord Jesus, you confess your sins, then you start praising him and asking him for that ghost holy. You need that ghost holy in these days. It will help you. It will renew you. I don't care what ailment you have, diseases, get the ghost holy. The ghost holy is your savior. It redeems your body. It redeems it from every sickness, afflictions, whatever. It redeems you.
Remember, authority
by Jah Jesus.
Oh,
authority. And Jah Jesus used this Jah Jesus energy to heal. Remember, he's the only healing God that you really know of. He heals thousands. It's books upon books that he's been in America, ancient America healing. He was all through the Asia Minor healing.
Yeah.
This being, he healed. He's known for healing. So it must be something to the healing of that Jah Jesus energy. So that Jah Jesus energy is for everybody. It's for everybody. Everybody has a reach for this energy. It's not just for a certain people. It's for everybody. You have that energy within you. Contact that energy. If you're not in contact with the spirit of Jah Jesus, that living energy, you're not in contact with what people call God, you know, and God is Jah Jesus. You're not in contact. You can say Jesus all you want. You can say all this stuff what you want. But if you're not in contact with this divine intelligence within you, all around you, and you know when you're in contact, you know if you have the Holy Ghost, because it's like this experiment of divine energy infiltrating your body. Now, if you're not in contact with that, then how can you be saved? You say you're saved? No, you're not saved. You don't even have the Holy Ghost. You don't even have the baptism of fire within you that purges you from your sins. Isn't that rapper that said by the nigga Flip when you have a
drop of the blood of Jesus?
Yeah, the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of people that have a ghost that people think they don't. How can you have a Holy Ghost? How do you know who has the Holy Ghost? People have the Holy Ghost. They talk about Jesus. They have the Ghost Holy. It's a divine fire. You know, the rappers could have the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter. People think, oh, how he is. He's doing this. He's doing that. You can't judge anybody. Only Jah Jesus can judge. And he's the judge of righteousness. And he is our Lord and Savior and our Father of this planet. And people need to come to attention and worship him. Don't believe what I say. Try it for yourself. You get in contact. You don't have to go to a church to get the pimp to teach you about it. Remember, the Holy Ghost can teach you all things. Depend on the Holy Ghost. Don't depend on the pimp preacher who's going to rob you, take your money, steal it, and buy all kind of goods for himself. You depend on the Ghost Holy within you. That is your Savior. That is your God in the third dimensional realm, my loving brothers and sisters. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. You hit it right on the thumb, sweetheart. You heard it live from my loving sweetheart brother. You got to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is supremely, divinely worthy of all worship. There are many scriptures in the book of Matthew. It tells where they worship Jesus even as a baby. And that's what the glory of the Christmas season is all about, the coming of the Son of God, and how they brought to him frankincense, myrrh and gold.
Gold,
and they were praising Jesus and probably more things than that, you know, uplifting him, and people from all over the planet were coming to adore Jesus, and Israel was lit up for a two-year period, plus or minus a tax of a month. It's because the light of Jesus Christ adore Jesus, and Jesus adore the light of Christ, working in unity. The pure being, virgin birth, came down from heaven with glory. You know, a lot of people don't realize that this child, this holy child, Jesus Christ, was born of the Virgin Marie, or Mary, and she didn't have no sexuality with the man.
Really?
No, that's right. no intercourse. He was an asexual reproduction, if you look up the asexual. And so asexual is cool. Because probably on other planets, but that's how people are created, asexual style.
Yeah, higher intelligence.
Yes, because if this God named Jesus, the Son of the Father, was born virgin without an intercourse of man, it says that he was born of God, and the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, and this holy thing that the prophet said that is in this child is called the Son of God. This is a holy being. Like, whoa. So as the Silent Night song says, Son of God, love, pure light, round yon virgin mother and child, you know, so on and so forth. So it's like this child is holy, you see. So he had to be holy to purge our sins and to qualify to be able to give his life a ransom for many. This Jesus Christ gave his loving life with joy, not with anguish, like those misguided religious movies got him all looking all pissed off, like he drank some sour cream and some piss mixed together. No, he was happy. He was a happy God, you know, and Jesus Christ transformed every condition, sweetheart. We got to do the same thing. Somebody call you a son of a bee, say thank you very much. Have a good day. How is your mother to die? Or, you know, you greet them in love. You don't be angry when someone curses you. What did Jesus say in the Matthew the 5th and 6th chapter? Rejoice and be excessively glad, for great was the persecution of the prophets which was before you. Because these are the higher laws of the Beatitudes of living on the earth under the administration of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, by fulfilling his principles. It's really not for his sake, but for our sakes. We the one need the principles of light. Jesus is not the carbon unit. The earth people have become carbon units, good for nothing. But the grace of Jesus make you good for something, because Jesus Christ, full of grace, full of compassion, full of love, full of glory, is anxiously, over-anxious and ready to glorify his children on the earth. Stevie Wonder got a song called The Jesus Children. Jesus is in love with the children of the world. Jesus wants everybody to adopt to the policy of living light and life. You see, when you serve Jesus Christ, you are the happiest chick on the earth. We are happier than the people in Disneyland and Disney World, both of Disney characters, or Disney countries, Los Angeles and Orlando, Florida. So, and any other place they got a Disney World park, we are happier than them. That's the logo. The happiest people on the earth, Disneyland, Disney World. Well, if you're in the Jesus Christ, you are a happy chick. And to be a happy chick, you, like my sweetheart brother said, you must receive the Holy Spirit of Christ Jesus. That power of love, it magnifies you, it illuminates you, and makes you young, attractive, powerful, good-looking, big muscles like me, big head like my brother, looking good. Now, that last part, that's a glitch right there. That
There's no glitch.
No glitch, my brother, with a big head. Glory to Jesus. We have a lot of fun, sweetheart. You got to have a sense of humor in this kingdom of light. A lot of religious people, they're long-faced. They look all solemn, like they're so holy. Oh, thou great God, don't listen to them sinners pray. You know, it's in the Bible where the great, what they call it, the Pharisees, Sadducees and Pharisees, they pray the self-righteous prayer. You don't want to get like those kind of people. Those are called religious people without love for Jesus. But when you have that love for Jesus, it's a total difference, because you can fly high to the sky with the light of Jesus Christ. You can zoom to the stars with the fire of Jesus Christ. You can just live a protective life with the force of Jesus Christ. You can zoom in the spirit with the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. That intimate power, sweetheart, is just so beautiful. It's just so magnanimous. It is fantabulous. It is fantastic. It is just too good, too glorious, all attractive light. In the ancient language, the Krishna means attractive light. Hare Krishna, all attractive light. Well, he was a messenger way back in India in the days that he was coming forth, speaking about the omnipresent energy in the Bhagavad Gita. And you see, so all the scriptures of the world testify of this great and glorious King Jesus Christ, the eternal power of the universe. We need light. We need life. This life is in the saints. Why is it put in the saints? Because we love Jesus Christ. And when anyone come to the love of Jesus Christ, they will receive this life. Now, for scripture-bound folks, in the book of St. John, it states that he who honors the Son of God honors the Father God. He who does not honor the Son of God does not honor the Father nor the Son.
You're saying nobody. What are you saying, my loving brother?
What you stated earlier, that everybody has to come through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that this is the only planet where there's two beings worthy of ultimate worship, and the ultimate worship is all given to the Son of God.
What about they pray to the Father?
Well, that's a nice thing to do, but the main thing is they got to go through the Son. They got to go through the Son.
Let's be specific on that. Father Jehovah, because we have Father Jesus.
That's right. Okay.
Father Jehovah. Suppose they pray to Father Jehovah.
Well, they can do that and be limited, because in this day and age, the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6, where Almighty Father Jehovah God said, "Let all the angels of God, even his angels, worship my beloved Son, worship my firstborn coming into the world." The way to extreme happiness, joy, healing, redemption, forgiveness, mercy, love, truth, justice, to get the Holy Spirit, we got to go through and to the Son of God, Father Jesus. The Son of God, Jesus.
He's our Father, you're saying.
Yes, he's our Father. Because he equals it. That's verified in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6. Unto us a child is given. You see, a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And once they receive that messenger, Jesus Christ, and they become in love with him, he is anxious, more than anxious, to give people the Holy Spirit, his own Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, right in our being. That's why he's called the Wonderful Counselor. What's the Wonderful Counselor? The Holy Ghost on every coast, greater than a French toast. And it's like it's so much joy when a person is filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, because when we have that Spirit, it's easier and easy to worship the Son of God, Jesus Christ. People think you're going backwards when you worship the Father God, Jehovah, or you're going forward when you worship, but they're actually going a step backwards, because they are actifying Old Testament scripture principle that where we go to God. If they really want to open their minds, you know, the people way back in the day, Moses died, Enoch died, Daniel's day, they worshiped the Son of God, Jesus. They knew of the greatness of this coming prophet, priest, and holy king who would come into the world. They knew there would be a human God manifest in the flesh who would give them a Holy Spirit. And it's like, wow, this is going to be. And so if you look at the ancient scrolls in the Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the book of Nehemiah, the book of Numbers 21, it's just so much, 19. It's like, wow, really? The book of Daniel, 3rd chapter, verse 4, 4th chapter, verse 12th chapter. It's just so much about the Son of God. Isaiah, the 61st chapter, the 65th chapter, the 66th chapter, the book of Haggai, the book of Zechariah, the book of Joel, the book of Malachi. It's so much, sweethearts, and the prophet, the book of the prophets, that talked about the coming Son of God in his glory also, the Shekinah glory, which is the Holy Spirit, the eternal power of love, the saturated energy. Why are the Christians so lemon-headed? Why are they baptized in sourpuss, baptized in vinegar, they act like it? Why? Because they fail to love Jesus Christ. Why do the Christian church, why are their brooks dried up? Why are they drying up? Why are they so dull and dead? Because Satan has their minds and has told them or worked through them that they don't worship Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's imperative that we become in love with the Son, huh, and you have a lot of fun. It's just realistic to come to this man-God or God-man, Jesus Christ, who is the eternal Father of this planetary system. He is, like my brother said earlier, the Lord Jesus Christ is in charge. We got to get with the times, with God times, with the New Testament times. This is the will of the Father Almighty Jehovah, to worship his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. This is the will of Father Jehovah God, to believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, that's also in 1 John, the 4th chapter, 1 John, the 5th chapter, and the 2 John, the 3rd. It's just so much, sweetheart. You can't get away from it. The 4th chapter of the book of Colossians is that Jesus Christ, the King, he has all power, all authority. Matthew 28th chapter also verified, all power, all authority has been given unto me. And the scripture says, and the people heard it, and some had nerve to doubt. It said some doubted, and others worshiped Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ told them what to do. He gave them the antidote. This is the power, the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. If a Christian church does not worship Jesus Christ, them Edomites, they are not Christians or Christians. They are just carbon units hanging out on planet Earth. They are a bunch of old Sadducees, Pharisees. So, therefore, if they don't worship the Son of God, Jesus.
Run from their church.
Yeah, run from their church. Yes, indeed. Run, or turn that church into an aerobic center and do some dancing, exercise, and put some weights in there and build big muscles. Because these people have made people fat heads. They look like Hostess Twinkie heads, and nothing against the Hostess company. They have good tasting kikes. But I tell you, sweethearts, it's imperative to be in shape by worshiping Jesus. When you worship Jesus, the Holy Ghost tells you, do this, do that, get in shape, build muscle, pump muscle, do some setups, do some abs. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the church of Jesus Christ, a.k.a.
The church.
Yeah,
come
baby.
Come on, my brother.
Yes.
The church. What are you talking about there?
Our physical bodies are the church of Jesus Christ. He is our master head. He is our boyfriend, our lover, and magnanimously our husband man.
But how can it be the church, my beloved brother?
Well, a church is not an organization with buildings set up with nice stained glass windows, beautiful pipe organs, and I love pipe organs, and choirs and pimps in there preaching. A church is a living physical body, baptized, believe, tongue-talking, spirit, Holy Ghost filled, demon cast out, healing kind of beings. We are the living church, our physical temple.
Our physical body, my loving brother?
Yes, baby. Our physical body is the living church, walking, sleeping, eating, active church of Christ. We are the church of Christ. We are the living bride of Jesus Christ. You see, it's not when you go down to First Baptist Church of the Frigidaire or, you know, Second Methodist Church of Frozen Chosen, and nothing against the Methodist or the Baptist or any other denomination. I just use that as an example. But the true church is the living church of Jesus Christ, the apostolic church that Jesus started at 33 A.D. when he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And his church is the church of freedom. Matter of fact, not only are we the church of Christ on earth, he also is the high bishop priest in the heavens. He's the highest priest, like you say. And he rules the church of Kolob, or the church of Jesus Christ, or the kingdom of the firstborn, or the church of Jesus Christ, which is written in heaven. That's also verified at 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, that Jesus Christ has this translated kingdom in the heavens. Remember, saints, and remember, sinners and saints, all together, we speak it to all, Jesus Christ not only rules the heavens, he rules the heavens and the earth and other gazillions of planets. Now, like my sweetheart brother said, this Jesus Christ is some kind of a being. He got a gazillion? Can you put how many zeros at the end of that number?
That's just for human.
Yes, yes. Yes, because it's more than that. Way more than that. Just like there's gazillions of angels, that you can't put a number on how many angels.
Mm-hmm.
And the last books of the Bible, it states that the angels are numerous, but God said they're numbered unto me. I know everything. So, therefore, sweethearts, we have a kingdom. The kingdom. What was that note we talked about? The kingdom of Jesus Christ? Know you not that the kingdom of Jesus Christ is in you?
Right.
The kingdom of Jesus Christ, sweethearts, is in us.
You.
Remember, that's the hope of Gloria, that we have a king living inside of us through the powers of the Holy Spirit. We worship a king that is high and worthy of excessively, extremely worship. And he is so cool and so hot. At the same time, he is so glorious and Jesus is so good that he allow us to have Holy Spirit inside of us, that we can remain young past 93 years of age. We can remain young. I told people before when I build muscle in the gym, I say, when I turn 93, and I'm 120 now minus tax, when I turn 93, I'll be stronger at 93 than I am at 63. And they said, how can that be? Well, I glorify almighty energy. When you worship almighty energy, you do great things to this great Jesus Christ.
You got that right, baby. John Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We adore you. Holy Ghost, we need you. You're with us 24/7. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being our healing God within our body. Thank you for your love and your wisdom and your knowledge within us. We love you. We praise you. We adore you, great Holy Ghost, which is Jah Jesus, baby. That's your name.
Yes, that's right, baby. We adore you, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm so excited. I'm ready to go home right now. How many minutes do you get? I'm ready to go. I'm so excited. I'm ready to zoom in the heavens and worship Jesus Christ. And remember, my sweetheart, we said the kingdom of Jesus Christ is right here. We don't have to wait for the people who die to get there. The kingdom of Jesus Christ is a living power. Our physical bodies of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, which has been sanctified, purified, exonified from all sin, has been escalated, purified, sanctified, meditated, and glorified by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We are happy chicks around here. And when you're happy chicks, you just want to zoom, 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 and a boom, 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 boom. You see, sweetheart, that's why we are thrilled. We are thrilled when we come on the program. We are more thrilled when we go off the air because we know that this truth is truth. We know, like St. John said it in 1 John 5:20, we know we have come to our understanding to know Jesus that is true, and we are inside of Jesus Christ that is true, even in God's Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true and living God in eternal life. It's right there in the scriptures. 1 John 5:20. Verify it for yourself. And even His Royal Majesty's King James Version, in the New World Translation, in the American Standard Version, in the American Standard Revised Version, in the NIV, the International Version, the New International Version. It's there, sweetheart. It's in Dr. Lamas' translation, which is more accurate, more perfect of the Aramaic translation. So there is no excuse for the saints of God, the sinners in the world. There's just no excuse, sweethearts. There's no excuse. And you got the inner witness in you, that divine Holy Spirit, that rapturous power of love that directs you and guides you and keeps you healthy. I was out nearly in a shootout the other day, yesterday. And I was enjoying it. And I was, you know, I was protected by the Holy Spirit. My brother said, you know, don't tempt the Holy Spirit. You know, you get out of the way. I said, that's true, but I like trouble sometimes. I'm an active person. But to show you, the Holy Spirit will protect you. If you're in love with the Holy Spirit and you praise and gratitude, thanksgiving to Holy Spirit will look out for you. And you aware that Holy Spirit is always in you? Jesus said, be always conscious of mine, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a power that is given to us by the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's the one that baptizes us with this power. The ministers can pray for you, but Jesus Christ gives it. And not only does ministers can pray, you can pray for yourself. Is that true, my brother?
Oh, yeah. You can pray for yourself. You know, a lot of people want to depend on the pimp preachers, or there's some pimp preachers that's not pimp.
Right.
But then the pimp, you got to learn to depend on that inner divine sire within you. Remember, God, Jesus is at hand. You know, it's the kingdom is here. It's at hand. That means it's here now. It's not in the far future. This stuff is happening right now. The revival is on now. It's in your consciousness. People are coming into the consciousness and the vibration of God, Jesus energy. God, Jesus, the Son of God, because you got to have the Son of God to get the energy. It
right.
works hand in hand, my brothers and sisters. So this divine energy that's omnipresent, you can talk to it and pray for it. It's your inner comforter. It's closer than hands and feet. Matter of fact, when you start depending on that divine energy, results happen very fast. Especially when you have the Ghost Holy, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, Jesus Spirit,
right.
when you have that, answers come quick. You're dependent on that divine energy. That divine energy is beyond time and space. So that happens very quickly when you pray and you know that it's going to happen. And matter of fact, you should get into praising and praying. prayer is like praising. Prayer
right.
is not a long, drawn-out prayer like my brother's going to demonstrate pretty soon. Prayer is thanksgiving, love, praise, and gratitude. Thanking him for what you have. Thanking him that this is going to happen. Thanking him, praising him, thanking him, loving him. That is prayer. Prayer is not no gloom and doom.
Well, let me give an example of this. A sourpuss prayer. Oh, Lord, I need a longer Johnson so I can have better sex. I need this. I need a Cadillac, Lord Jesus. I want this. Everybody looks down upon me. Nobody likes me anymore. Everybody looks upon me. They call me old blind shrimp. Oh, Lordy. It's so pitiful and it's funny. You see, sweethearts, get out of that mentality. Get out of that wicked, ungodly, sourpuss-style prayer. Like my sweetheart brother said, prayer to Jesus Christ is love, praise, and gratitude. You get up, good day, Jesus. Good day, sweetheart. You talk to Jesus with jubilation. You see, if you misplace something, Holy Spirit, where's my car keys? My wife does that fairly often. She said, where's my keys? Well, she went to the right source. She went to the perfect source. The perfect source say, oh, sweetheart, it's over there. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, give thanks. Learn to give thanks to Holy Spirit. And I said my wife example, but I can use her because she's my wife, and she won't get upset. But there are millions, sweetheart. There are many people in the world that don't commune with the sacred Holy Spirit. And so they misplace something. They don't find it for years later because they don't know the power. They don't recognize the power of the eternal energy that liveth inside of the temple being. And once a human being in the corporate union and various states recognize that this Holy Spirit, the power of the universe, the power of love, the power of light, the power of glory, liveth and dwelleth right within our physical temple, liveth within our physical spirit mind, therefore our physical brain, spiritual mind, therefore you got to be, sweetheart. This is imperative. This is vitally important to realize, to come to the realization and to come to the supreme divine awareness that the Holy Spirit of love dwells in your mind and in your body. The scripture says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, if the Holy Spirit lives in your body, that means the Holy Spirit has compassion, love, mercy, and redemption. I hear people, ministers, they be said that you're redeemed in your spirit, man, but your body is still aging. April Fools, that's the second biggest lie. Second, third, fourth, and fifth biggest lie, and on down, because you don't have to get sick and age. You do not have to look like a reptilian human, and there are some of those out there. That's another subject for another time zone. But, sweethearts, you can be young. Remember, Jesus Christ is a young God. Jesus Christ ascended when he was 33, and now he's around 2,015 years of age, and he looked good, he looked handsome, he's almighty, all-powerful, all-loving, all-adorable. Long hair, trained down to his feet, that guy's good-looking, attractive. Why? Because he lives inside the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ lives with the Father and inside the Holy Ghost. You see, it's imperative that we are aware that this divine supreme light of Jesus Christ lives in our being. Not only is around us, not only is upon us, but the light of Jesus Christ lives inside our minds, our bodies, our very bloodstream. I don't know why these Ichabod churches don't want to recognize that. I don't know why they dispute the Holy Scriptures, and they put a limitation on the Holy Ghost. That's why you're going to die when you turn 79, because you put a limitation. Or some of you might live to be 120, old as hell. You don't have to be old as hell. The Bible said Moses was 120, and he was translated. The guy was 120. He could still put that Johnson in the woman and create kids. You need sex education class. I know it sounds raw, but he was able. The Bible said his natural force did not abate. That means he was able to ejaculate life force into his wife and still create children, sweetheart. Look at that power. Look at the glory of Jesus Christ. Look at the deliverance of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. the three prophets in the book of Daniel and spoke about how they were thrown in the fiery furnace if they didn't bow down to the wicked king Nebuchadnezzar. But they stood firm. They said, O king, they had great respect. O king, live forever. We love you. We honor you. We respect you. But like hell, this is my slang, like hell, we're going to bow down to your whoopsie-doopsie God. We're going to bow down to the great almighty Jesus Christ, Son of the Father. And they were educated because they knew in that great city of Babylon about the Son of God. Because when the king looked in the furnace, he said, didn't I throw three people in the fiery furnace? They said, yes, probably eating on their almond joy candy bars while they were talking about it or whatever they were eating. And the king said, I see another one. I know my eyes ain't going cuckoo, cuckoo, like a cuckoo clock. They looked in there. And he said, the fourth one looks like the Son of God. How did he know how to say that? Obviously, they were educated about the Son of God before the Son of God came. And remember, this happened in before Christ's time. This is thousands of years before the coming of the Son of God on Christmas Day, the beautiful baby Jesus born on September 27th, approximately 1 to 5 B.C. So, sweetheart, wake up, sweetheart. The power of the Son of God. He came in the fiery furnace. And you know what else? Those boys did not die. They were transfigured. That was an act of transfiguration right then and there. The scripture says they came out of the fiery furnace and they did not smell like smoke. They was not burned. Their clothing was not burned. The only thing that was burnt it was that wicked rope that the king tied around them. Now look at that revelation. The rope that was tied, it didn't belong to the three boys. It belonged to the idolatry worshippers. So that burned up. But their clothes, they smelled good and they came out of the fiery furnace, not the sins of smoke, their hair did not set. They were translated like Enoch of old. Now, sweethearts, all ye people of planet Earth and beyond, wake up. If those three Hebrew boys were translated by the fires of Jesus Christ, and Moses was translated on the mountain, I know the writers say he died. No, he don't. He no did die. Dig my English. He no did die. April Fools. He did not die. He lived. Moses lived. And he proved it in the book of the St. John, and also in Matthew, with the Jesus Christ and the apostles were up on the mountaintop. And the mountaintop is called the Mount of Transfiguration. And Peter said, Jesus, it's good for us to be here, Lord. Let us build three tabernacles, one for Elijah, one for you, and one for Moses. And same thing, you know, the three different translations of language. And the Godfather said, this is my beloved son, hear ye Jesus. And they fell down, them niggabites fell down to the ground. Them holy apostles, I use that slang, but they fell down. They were trembling. They were fearful. Why? They heard Jehovah spoke and declared the glory of his majestic son, Jesus Christ. Hear ye him. And then the Elijah prophet, he had disappeared, and Moses disappeared. But sweethearts, look at the good news. Moses, whom they say died, had a physical body. And he appeared on the mountain, a transfiguration, not as a spirit ghost or a spirit being. He had flesh and blood. Is it true, my brother, that human beings can translate in their physical bodies?
You got that right. That's the whole purpose of a physical body, is to translate. Once it's translated, it's going to be glorious. Remember, this is a dense body. Now, this imagine this dense body translated into a body-like being. I mean, it's going to be brighter than even Actinidon and Lyeva.
That's right.
Because this is a flesh body. This is a body like Jesus. Remember, Jesus came and went below, for he can rise above. The only Son of God in the universe that did that.
He took on human flesh.
He took on human flesh.
He's a human God.
He came and took on the people. He died flesh and blood, just like they are, we are, and he has a flesh body that's transfigured. I know some people say, well, he has a ghostly body or a spirit body, all this.
No,
he has a physical temple that is transformed through the Christ energy. It is illuminated and it is bright. Matter of fact, before he even had the body, he was up there with Moses and who's that? You know, Moses said, who's that, Father? Who's that over there?
That bright being.
That bright
brighter
being.
Brighter than the sunshine.
He was brighter than the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of scripture says that Jesus is the brightest, brighter than the Father. I mean, this being is something to recognize.
Yes.
And then Most people on earth are not worshiping him. You know what? You don't know him. You're not in contact with the omnipresent energy.
Right.
That's within you. Like my loving brother said, it's within you. It's not only out with you, around you, and everywhere else. This divine intelligence, which talks to you, guides you, and protects you, and unifies you, is within you all the time. Within your married couples, you can't really become married and love your wife unless you have this ghost holy. If you don't, you're going to have problems. You know why? You don't have the love. What is the ghost holy? It is love in action.
Yes.
Love, wisdom, in action. If you want a dynamic marriage, you got to have this ghost holy. Why some of you are fussing and fighting and this and that? You don't have the ghost holy. You don't have the Holy Ghost. That's it. That's why it's so much fighting and this and that. And the woman don't want to submit to the man. Because, you know, the man, let me tell you something about the man. The man is so powerful that if he takes care of a woman's hair, just combs it, plays it, the hair will grow.
Right.
The hair will grow. Men, when they cry, the trees wept. They wept for you. They bend down because he's the man. You are the God of the planet, representing Jah Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus Christ,
right,
under his administration.
That's right.
So, men, get your stuff together. Because you are the God. You are responsible for the family. Not the female. You are. When Jehovah went to the garden, he went to
Adam. That's
he
right.
He did not go to Adam. You are the one that's responsible. You got to get yourself together. You got to be in Jah Jesus. You are a guiding force, not something that's dominant.
Right.
You are a loving guiding force. Remember, all of us are brides of Jah Jesus Christ. We're feminine. You have the feminine ray.
Yes.
And you got to learn that with your wife, the feminine ray. Remember, love your wife. Wife, love your husband. It didn't say love your children.
Right.
Some of you guys love your children more than you love your husbands and wives.
Well,
and that is abomination, my brothers and sisters.
You hit it right on the thumbs, baby. That's right, sweetheart. You know, it's imperative to really be in love. And we thank you, sweethearts, for listening to Canon. And we are excited to get out of here. And we praise Jesus and just keep on worshiping Jesus Christ. We just touched the tip of the iceberg. We will talk to you again at the proper time, my saints and my good friends. And just keep on keeping on. Jah Jesus, light shine upon you. Jah Jesus, grace energize you. Jah Jesus Christ, guide you and direct you in love. My brother and I love all people on every planet. In the name of Jah Jesus,
baby.
Amen.